Chapter 5. A Symbol on a Chest.
Me and Dobro stood nose to nose in the pantry. His blue skin and hair looked an eerie green color under the yellow light. He suddenly whistled.
I got it! Remember the game we used to play where I'd hide something and you'd try and find it? If you were close, I'd say warm. If you were far from it, I'd say cold.
I do remember, I said. And you always cheated.
Come on. First, we need to move some of this stuff around. See what's behind this junk on the shelves. Then, we watch the crystal in case it gets brighter or starts flashing. That means we're close to something.
Dobro pushed the door back open and stepped out.
Here, hand me some stuff.
I handed him dishes and jars of dried herbs from the shelves. Below the shelves, I pushed out Gran's old boxes of blankets and pillows and old scarves. In the time it took us to empty the pantry, the crystal's yellow light never got brighter or flashed. There's nothing left. Nothing hidden in here. Now I gotta put all this burning stuff back. I flopped to the floor and sat against the back wall of the empty pantry. The crystal began flashing. I heard one word in my mind. Warm. I stood up quickly and bumped my head on a shelf.
Wait a minute, Dobro said with a grin. This wall should go back further, all the way to the kitchen wall. It doesn't.
He started knocking on the wall with his fists.
Listen, sounds hollow up here where the shelves are, but not below down here. I bet it's a dummy wall, he said.
What's a dummy wall? Are you making this up?
No! My gramps taught me all about fake walls and fake bookshelves and cupboards, how to spot them. They hide things. I bet there's something behind this wall,
Dobro said.
Aha! He whistled. There's a secret door below the shelves. See the faint outline? Hard to see under the shelves if you don't know about secret places, that is. Now, how do we open it?
He was on his knees pushing and patting the wall with both hands.
Should be about here.
Dobro knocked once more, and the door popped open.
Brilliant! A spring latch and hidden hinges. Something my gramps would have built.
Dobro smiled. I had no idea what he was talking about. My crystal started flashing brighter and faster and lit up a hidden cupboard. We saw three chests lined up on the floor.
Whoa! Let's open up these babies!
Dobro said and whistled. Hold on! The kitchen's a huge mess already! I don't need more junk on the floor! You take a peek in those two chests. I'll peek into this big one. Just a peek. Of course, Dobro dived into the biggest chest, throwing out stuff.
This one's full of old books and looks like rolled up maps and charts. Smells bad, like the old books in the Woodland Library.
He pinched his nose.
This other chest is full of metal rods, lots of them.
Dobro had a rod in each hand.
Since they're different sizes, maybe they go together some way.
I undid the latch on the third chest. The lid creaked open. Gray dust floated up around my head. I sneezed.
Getcha!
I peeked in and saw an old scarf covering something. I moved it aside.
It's another chest!
I blurted out.
What? Another chest? A chest? In a chest?
Dobro said with a wide grin.
Open it! Let me guess. Another chest inside?
Turned out, there was an even smaller chest at the bottom, also covered by an old scarf. It was metal and shiny red. There were blue lines on the lid that formed a shape. I lifted it out and noticed a gold latch on the front.
What's that on the top? A symbol?
Dobro asked. His finger traced the blue markings.
Looks like wings inside a circle. What does that mean?
Dunno. Looks like a symbol, all right. I held the chest in one hand while trying to open it with my other. It's locked. A key goes here, and the gold latch.
Come on. Your gran must have stashed the key somewhere in all this stuff,
Dobro insisted. As soon as he said key, I remembered Gran's gold necklace had a small key on it. She never took it off. I remembered how she used to twist the chain with two fingers.
Oh, just a pretty necklace someone gave to me,
Gran had told me once when I asked her about it. I began to think, where could that necklace be? I know, the box under Gran's bed, where she kept her scarf and slippers. Better open it later, when Dobro's gone.
You see a key anywhere?
Dobro asked. Don't know about a key, I said. I'll look later. I put the metal chest back and closed the other chests. I looked around the kitchen. The floor was covered in stuff. I wanted to escape the mess for now and get Dobro out of my domo. I had an idea.
Dobro, want to help me clean up this huge mess?
I asked, knowing what he'd say.
Maybe later when you find that key. Don't want to miss this storm.
My idea worked. Fine. If you won't help, let's beat up to the high woods, I said. I want to talk to Dream Flyer. I heard he's back. I grabbed my pack and headed for the door, waving Dobro to come along.
Dream Flyer? What do you want to talk to him about?
Dobro asked.
Talk about a head full of thin air. Blazes, that hat. Have you seen his garden hat? It makes his head invisible. And he has this thing about dreams.
He kept talking.
I've been to his garden. Plants talk and follow you around. Blazes, it's weird. What did you say you want to talk to him about?
I didn't say, I said, and shut the door behind us. Race you to the high woods, ready or not. I bolted off. Dobro followed fast, still chattering about Dream Flyer's garden.